Anyway, let's get to our next guest, who was in on this from the start as it broke. John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Markelle Fultz, another episode here. So, I don't know, will he play for the Sixers again? John, what do you think?
First of all, I just have to tell you that when I'm in the office at NBC Sports Philadelphia and Tyrone and Crystal are watching the Sixers game, the rest of us are all out in the newsroom, and they are in a room where they have to close the door because I have never heard two people so loud when they are watching a Sixer game. They get fired up.
Yeah, they do. It's called the lounge, that little room, right? Yeah, I sat in there last night with them. And, I know what you mean, exactly.
So, yeah, they put a padded room there.
It is a padded room. All right, so, John, let's get to the business here. What is your reaction to this story? You were in on it from the jump. When it was first announced, what are your thoughts here?
You mean when this news came out today?
Yes, the false news.
Well, you know, look, I think the Sixers have done everything they possibly can to help Markelle. I mean, Brett Brown flew across the country several times, checking in on him with Drew Hanlon. They've given him every single thing they possibly can. He's seen other specialists for his shoulder. He's trying to figure this out. But this was a little different today. This was, as you heard from Elton Brand, this was the agent or attorney calling up the Sixers and saying, we are taking him out of the lineup. You are not allowed to play him until we get his shoulder checked out. So that was, I think that they've been working with him and been in lockstep with him the whole way about treatment. Mm. Hey, go see this shoulder specialist. But this was different. This is weird. And the timing is very awkward. But overall, Mike, look, Markelle, I feel bad for him in a way, because I think what's being lost in this was, I don't know how it happened, but when he was delivered from college to the NBA, I mean, he was a 41% three-point shooter in college, shot 50% on jumpers in college, and then he shows up in the NBA and can't shoot. Now, apparently he had scapular dyskinesis, if I have that correct, and you kind of have to rework your muscles and rework your scapula, which kind of, you know, is the thing that gives you the fluidity with your shoulder and to operate your shoulder. And so he's had to rework his shot. And as you saw when he showed up in the NBA in the beginning, it was off. And you see this year that he still is not comfortable with his shot. So I feel bad for him. Or mental, but he is still trying to get comfortable with his shot.
Let's try to take this piece by piece here. He plays in the first half. He gets pulled from the scores table. And then the second half, TJ plays and gets a standing ovation. He talks to Allen Iverson after the game. And between then and now, his agent makes a phone call to the Sixers and hooks up a Monday appointment for another appointment in New York City. What do you think transpired in those hours?
Look, I mean, it's hard to speculate, honestly, but I think mentally and physically, he is still trying to get used to his shot. And, you know, I think when he was first trying to get his shot down, and then the media comes to the Sixers practices and they go right in and they're getting video of his shot. I mean, it's a different world now with social media, and everybody's putting that out there right away. So I think it's sometimes the world is caving in on him. I don't know if that was the case last night, but I do think there's a lot of pressure in his head, mentally and physically, to get this shot right. And it's obvious he's not comfortable out there. I can't speculate on why this morning, but yeah, it caught the Sixers off guard, as you can tell from Elton Brand. And it's a little odd to me that they would say, you can't play him until we get this done.
Right.
I just had a little thing on my arm the other day for a partially torn tendon for playing tennis, and I got in with a doctor within a day or two. And I'm thinking an NBA player making millions of dollars, they'd be able to get something within a day or two.
Yeah, we're speculating the same way. There's no question that they move Earth for to see a professional athlete. So that leads us to this conclusion. His agent wants some time. It is trying to borrow some time. For what? What do you think it is? That leads me to believe that maybe it's more mental than physical. Why would you, if it's physical, you get it seen right away?
Listen, I think there could be something to that. I mean, if you remember when he was shut down a handful of games into his rookie year, I remember an interview with Brett Brown on your station with Tom McGinnis before a game, and he said, number one, it was to give him a break and to let him just kind of escape that, whatever you want to call it, the arena of trying to get comfortable with your shot. Mm-hmm. So I think all along, one of the main reasons why he missed so much time in his rookie year was to mentally get right. So that definitely could be a possibility in this.
Yeah.
You know, I have had a strong opinion about it from the beginning of the season. I don't think Brett Brown should have had him in the starting lineup to start the season. It's my opinion. You know, you watch him. He's a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he should have been running the second team. And to put him out there in the starting lineup from the get-go, I think that put a lot more pressure on him. I think he looks pretty good most of the time when he's the backup point guard in there. He obviously needs the ball in his hands. He has to get comfortable shooting free throws and get completely comfortable with his jumper. But he can drive to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
I do think a lot of it is mental, and there's a lot of pressure on him. I don't think anything has been more scrutinized video-wise or, you know, people wanting to see something than his shot. I mean, you remember, I saw you there at the season opener, the home opener.
Mm-hmm.
People, you could hear the moan in the crowd when he didn't take that shot initially that he was open for. And then you see them cheering him on just when he attempts a shot. I've never really seen anything like this.
I'm just wondering what the trigger was, because, you know, like last night, he doesn't play in the second half. TJ gets the standing ovation. I wonder if that worked on him to the point where he finally got the desperation came out and he called his agent and said, I can't do it anymore. Because people are loving a guy like TJ. All I get is the moans and the pressure has built up, and now I've got to stop it. I
got to tell you something, Mike. Have you seen Philly has been amazing to him. I mean, they really have. It reminded me of Pat Burrell when he went through his awful season where he kind of had immunity. He had boo immunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of other guys would be booed in this situation. I think they understand that Markel is trying and they want him to be, you know, a top pick.
Right.
But I definitely think there is a mental aspect to this. And I think, kind of like in the first year, they're backing off, and something is wrong physically or mentally with the shot and his comfort level, and they're trying to correct that. I feel bad for him.
All right. John, how does this end? Is Markel Fultz a 76er? Do they work this out, or is this the last gasp?
Well, you know, I'm at the gym today, and I'm just trying to lift a couple weights, and he comes up to me, Markel Fultz will never play with the Sixers ever again. He's done. I'm like, whoa, brother, relax, man. You know, jump on the treadmill and let it out a little bit. I mean, I think you've seen Elton Brand. I think he has, you know, put his own stamp on this team when he went out and got Jimmy Butler. I think he is putting his own stamp on the team, and I think you see that Markel obviously going to the second unit. Mm-hmm. Now it looks like TJ McConnell could be your backup point guard. So I don't know what the future is, but you can't trade him. There's not a team right now that would give you anything good for Markel Fultz. So you're kind of stuck in a quandary for a little while here.
All right, man. Look at you getting a little pump on for the holidays, huh?
Well, you know, we're all going to be having our turkey and stuff.
Sure.
You got to get the pre-workout in.
Oh, it's the pre-workout.
Yeah, you don't just want to wait till after.
It helps the digestion. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, because, you know, you're going to have that tryptophan in you.
Yeah, I get you. Dude, do yourself a favor. Get a little glass of Averna. The Sicilian liqueur.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that'll help you out with the digestion.
You've always got the good stuff coming from Italy.
There you go. Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Mike.
All right, there he is. Johnny Clark from NBC Sports Philly.